It looks just sickening. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it,
no, but
I like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. And
it's
believers.
Called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your taint?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'm praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had
but
a feeling he was going someplace
crazy.
Yeah,
me too. But that's okay. The Don and Mike Show.
There's that thing with
I don't know why I'm laughing at this song, but I am.
Just as cute as a peyote button. Cool the song. Don and Mike Show.
Where's that Michael Hoffman thing?
Yes, that's our great lead in.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
It's been a while. I'd like to say good to see you again. We haven't been in contact. Very nice to see you, Donald.
And you, Michael. Hi, welcome to this edition of Jew to Jew. I'm Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And if you remember, of course, I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Happy.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Let's just say it right now. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, and of course, we have listeners from every area. So
happy Kwanzaa.
Christmas, Hanukkah.
Happy.
The thing is, Donald, that the holidays are upon us, and it's time for everybody to start thinking about their holiday shopping.
And what are we all about here? Well, we're all about El Dollar.
Well, we're very excited about the
Uno Dollar, the president of our country, George Washington.
Yes, we're very excited about the
opportunities. He's on a currency.
That we can give you to save money. There are many opportunities out there.
This past week, there was something called, as a matter of fact, it was just yesterday, something called Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Now, I have here that this Cyber Monday hits December 3rd.
Well, I thought it was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no, the person that we're talking to is going to tell us that Cyber Monday will hit on December 3rd.
Well, thank goodness, because I was afraid that all the bargains had already been taken up.
I understand that
a
lot of people.
Is there a Cyber Monday at Bagel City across the street?
Oh, I certainly hope so. If there was, not that I'm aware of, though. If you wanted to, you could order some of your bagels over the internet.
You know, it's a tough time for the local football team.
Yes, it is.
I would like to mention, of course, that our thoughts and prayers go out to that poor football player.
Amen.
And I'd like to mention that Redskins merchandise for their 75th annual season is greatly reduced. I'm just throwing out a plug. I was in one of the Redskins stores. I know that my friend, Dan Snyder, all right, I'll throw it out. I went to Gangs. What's the name of his Gangs Dominion? What's the name of his
Six Flags?
I went to Six Flags.
Did you spend a lot of money?
I didn't. It was surprisingly clean.
And affordable?
It was a nice family experience.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I'm happy that you did that. But, of course, it's now winter or approaching winter, and I don't think they're even open anymore.
So Cyber Monday was not yesterday.
No, it hits in a week from now on December 3rd.
Oy vey. Where's our guest? Where's the Chinaman?
He's on the phone.
Let's say hello to him. Hello, Matthew. Shalom. Matthew Chang.
Yes.
Matthew, welcome to Jew. You're on with Donald Goldstein. I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law. We're happy to have you on the program.
Dr. Donald Goldstein.
Yes, Dr. Donald Goldstein, mm-hmm. of course. And we're happy to have you to talk about the holiday bargains that might be had out there.
First, I'm going to guess by looking at your name, you're not a member of the Jewish persuasion.
I'm not, but actually tomorrow I do have a synagogue class.
Oh, good. Oh, very good. Does that mean, Matthew, that you're converting?
Well, I'm kind of getting some more informational sessions. I promised the rabbi that.
Well, let's give that a round of applause. That's as enthusiastic as I've ever been on the program.
Now, if that wouldn't be a delight to go to Temple and see Mr. Matthew Chang sitting right there.
Congratulations, Matthew. We're very happy about that.
May I ask you why you chose our religion over all of those out there?
My wife happens to be Jewish.
Wonderful. That's delightful. And that's a good reason as any to convert.
Aren't you a lucky man? And you better believe, let me tell you something, brother. Unless you want them sliced off and put in a jar,
right,
you better go out there and make the switch.
Of course, if you did want that to happen, we've got a certified surgeon that sits across from me, Dr. Donald Goldstein. I don't think you'd be legally allowed to do that procedure, but of course you know your way around a scalpel.
As you know, I am famous for Morgan Fairchild, Susan Lucci. I've done incredible work to her. I lift, I separate, I do the tummy tuck. Mm-hmm. I would not go near Kanye West's mother.
No, of course
I want
not.
You know, they came to me. I said I've had some problems before being sued for malpractice,
and I was happy to defend you on that. I truly was.
And we lost.
Well, you didn't lose everything. That's the point. We settled out of court. That's the important thing to point out. May I point out
one man's everything is another man's everything.
Well, when you were the first person, against my advice to recommend that Botox be ingested, I said that was the wrong way to go. It is not something that you drink.
May I ask you something, as long as we are discussing our careers?
Of course, Matthew, and please bear with us. We have these discussions occasionally.
Who is it exactly who's been disbarred because they've had a few DWIs?
That has not been proven by beyond a shadow of a doubt. I am surprised that you're bringing that up, because the fact is that is not even settled in court yet, and that is still pending. So I have not technically been disbarred. I am able to promote my business
then
as an attorney.
How come today, when I was in court, I was with Ms. Stetzel with a case of the exploding implant?
I remember that.
I turned and I said, my attorney, Michael Goodman, will be here momentarily. The bailiff said he has been disbarred.
Well, I'd like to point out that the bailiff has not received a law degree. And if you're going to get your information from an employee of the court, you might want to go to a judge as opposed to a simple bailiff who will not give you the correct information.
It's not easy being Jewish in this day and this age. Is it Michael Chang, who's our guest on Jew to Jew? Tell us, who's the greatest Jew of all time? Go.
I think it would have to be Moses.
Oh, I love your answer.
A good answer.
I give applause to your answer. That's wonderful, Matthew.
The number one answer would be the J-Man.
And would you like to hear our number one question that we ask whenever we have someone that is involved in your business on our show?
Sure thing.
That question, of course, would be, how's business?
How's business? Well, yesterday was officially Cyber Monday.
You were correct, Donald.
I was right. Then why do we have this? I know we're going to discuss what people bought, if they saved money.
That's right. If there are bargains to be had. You had a good day, I'm taking it. You had a good day, Matthew.
Yes, our website is a website called ecoupons.com. So it's just E and then the word coupons.com.
Lowercase or uppercase?
It actually doesn't matter when you're...
Doesn't matter. Good. That's
our
good.
Website is itsjustchocolate.com.
We love that, and that's great for the holidays as well. So you had a good day?
Yes. So
tell us something. How can... We're all about saving money. How can we save money on the intranet as opposed to going to a brick-and-mortar store?
Well, the savings kind of kicked off this year a little bit early. A lot of the stores, I think, are a little bit concerned about the sales with the economy kind
of... So early is good? No, early is good. Am I correct?
Yes.
Early works?
If I was to...
Then you save money for later.
Yes.
If I was to go to China and meet a nice China girl, would I in any way be making the move that you're making in reverse? Would I be converting to her religion?
Well, it depends if you can try to save money on it.
Oh, that's a good answer, Matthew.
What is the religion you think that saves the most money?
Let me see.
What's the one that costs the less?
The one that costs the least. That would be a little bit difficult. Depends on how you subscribe to it.
And it depends on where you're located, I would imagine, too. Can I ask this question?
Sure thing.
What is the bargain of bargains? What's the best deal? What product category would be the best product category to go shopping for right now?
Well, I think if you're trying to save money, I think...
I am.
I think it would probably be trying to get some refurbished products. Like, for example, the Apple iPhone or the Apple iPod.
Are you talking about like a used iPhone or iPod?
Well, they actually have the same warranty, so, you know, for whatever reason...
I'll tell you a funny aside here. The iPod Nano is so small. I was recently sued by a woman. I was doing the implants, and the iPod
fell
Nano,
into her, right?
Fell in.
I remember that.
I'm sued by her. Once again, I show up in court.
That's just like a Junior Mint.
Like the Jerry Seinfeld.
The Jerry Seinfeld.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
On the phone, Matthew Chang. Hello?
Yes, I'm so sure.
Whatever you do, go see B Movie.
B Movie, we both agree. We don't agree on much on this program, but I'm going to tell you, we both went to see B Movie together. It was a marvelous film.
I was just in Israel, and they treated Jerry like royalty.
And B Movie is a tour de force. If you like anything animated, I recommend it highly. Are you selling any B-Movie products on your website?
Not right now. I think
bad idea.
Do you and your Jewish wife have any children?
Not yet.
When you do, may I recommend the book by Jessica Sunfeld about squeezing in vegetables so that your kids don't even know?
And it was her idea. It was an original idea. Do you sell books on your website?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful.
What's the profit margin on?
How many
trees y'all got to kill for a bestseller?
The profit margins
on a book, for example.
Like on a book.
Last year, 3 years ago, I authored a lovely book entitled Where's the Ambulance? And it sold very, very well. And I sold the book which was immediately on paperback. We didn't have a hard cover.
Was it at a vanity press?
It was a vanity press. I did print it myself. Sold the book for $24.95. And I realized a profit after printing and marketing of $9.75. Does that sound sensible to you, Matthew?
Well, I mean, everyone has to make money.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
So does that sound good, or do you think that I was bilked by the printing house?
If you sold it on your website directly, perhaps you could have made more money.
I didn't have a website at the time. I actually went out to different grocery stores and sold it at my own card table. Where's the Ambulance? By Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Vanity Press.
Vanity Press, yes.
And my book, of course, well, let's be honest, not even a book. It's just a pamphlet. It's called Implants and You by Dr. Donald Goldstein.
If I want the full title of mine, and we might go into a reprinting, Where's the Ambulance? 29 Years of Legal Fun and Sensible Thoughts by M. Goodman, Esquire. So what else is selling big this season?
I think a lot of people are really interested in getting HD TVs.
I was talking to an investor friend of mine, Mr. Jeff Gold.
Oh, yes. Wonderful man. I know him. Yes.
I was talking to
Jeffrey Gold.
Jeffrey Gold.
Right.
Who mentioned to me that the newest thing is called a flat screen TV.
Did you give my best to his wife, Kim?
Kim Gold.
Kim Gold.
Goldie and Kim.
That's true. Flat screen TVs, high definition, very popular, I understand.
I've also bought a necktie on the World Wide Web, on the Internet.
That's exciting. How much did you pay?
I bought a necktie. $5.97.
$5 for a necktie?
Do you like my necktie?
Well, now that you bring it up, it looks like a $5 necktie. I would think that you maybe
coming
would
from a
spend
man,
$10 to $15 minimum on a tie.
Coming from a man who Xeroxes his own little book and sits in front of Safeway
Excuse me, I will show you. If I lift up my tie, you will see that is a brand name, Nautica. That is a Nautica tie, and I'm very proud of it. Do you sell any Nautica products on your website, Matthew?
Yes, we do.
Have you ever been to Canada? How about Indiana? How about Asia? You know where you have been is to Asia.
Yes, I've been to Canada and I've been to Asia, but I haven't been to Louisiana yet.
Matthew, cut right to the chase. Best bargain right now. Best thing out there. Anya, if I was to go to ecoupons.com, and incidentally, do you need paper coupons if it's a website?
Well, we do have paper coupons on the site too, but our primary focus is having these online e-coupons.
E-coupons. So best bargain now, today. I log on today. What's the best bargain?
What is it?
Well, if you go to ecoupons.com right
Stop
now.
Stop with a plug, for goodness sakes.
My
General,
goodness.
General Chow, slow down.
We've put it out there enough. My
Come on,
goodness.
Charlie Chan.
We've
I mean,
done
we've
it.
Given
my
you a
gosh.
Plug. Jesus, what's the product?
I think it's Best Buy has 60% off HBO DVDs like The Sopranos, Sex and the City.
So a DVD, which is not a bad item at all because it's not a high-cost item, would be sold at a significant discount.
What would be the percentage of discount that we would receive at Best Buy?
Right now it's 60% off.
60%
off retail.
That's unprecedented, isn't it, Matthew?
Yeah, that's what I think the hottest thing is right now.
Used to only use the World Wide Web to buy candles and batteries. At a discount, of course.
I think you can buy a few more things now.
And what about a big ticket item? You're talking about small. DVD is the small. What about the big?
The big stuff? Right
big.
Now, I would say it's the HD TVs. Right now we have like $75 off coupons.
We had a program just last week where we were talking about the wonderful opportunities available in foreclosures. And I was curious on your site. ecoupons.com. Could I buy a house?
Right now, probably not.
I missed opportunity.
But
a mobile home, a trailer?
Dr. Goldstein here. A personal question for you, Mr. Cheng. Your wife, if you don't mind me asking, how's she in the bus department?
He is a plastic surgeon, you know.
Let me see.
Are you happy, Matthew? That's the question he's asking.
And also, can you get me a line on I would like a trash compactor, but I want it in canary yellow.
Do you sell compactors?
Your wife, how's her bosom? I only ask because these hands were touched by God.
He's one of the best, you know.
They very rarely explode.
He's worked on my wife and all the other women on the show.
I've worked on all of your wives.
I know. That's silly.
And
we don't need to get into my personal life.
Without getting very, I've also worked on Buzz Burbank's daughter.
Oh, I understand
you know,
that.
You know the girl that dances out in Wichita?
Yes, she's a wonderful dancer. Wonderful.
She's the illegitimate one.
Is plastic surgery an option, Matthew?
I would have to ask her, and then I would have to check if our health insurance paid for it.
That's a brilliant. Now see, now this is a man who has his thinking cap on. You always check because I know people that have gone into your office that have wanted to have a procedure, and because it's vanity, they're not able to get the discount that you would offer.
And as you know, I offer a 5% cash discount.
What insurance carriers are with you now? Are there any of them?
Let me think about it for just a moment, Mike.
Right.
Who is with me now? Right now, who covers my insurance right now?
It didn't get a subsidiary of the beer company. Wasn't it Anheuser Permanente? Not the Kaiser Permanente, but the Anheuser Permanente. Have you heard of it, Matthew?
No, I haven't.
I accept Blue Cross and also Karmazin.
So do you accept any coupons?
Only Karmazin coupons.
That's a brilliant idea. Have you ever thought of selling your plastic surgery services with coupon?
Mm-hmm.
I do that. I did that with the. Do you remember when I had the smaller practice?
Can I tell you something?
I had coupons. I love coupons.
That was bad taste. And I was at B'nai Israel, and I'm looking at the shopper, and I'm seeing hospital bed for sale.
Yes.
I'm seeing used TV. And then I all of a sudden see, were you involved in a hit and run or DUI? Clip out this
coupon. Excuse me. I
beg
to protest
here. 10% off services.
The fact of the matter that almost 80% of my compensation, my workman's compensation cases, came to me through that coupon segment.
Who got the disc jockey to do the commercial where he says, don't forget to bookmark my site in case you get a DWI.
I would use them again. I want to thank Mr. Bishop for doing a fabulous commercial for me. He did a wonderful job, and I believe in coupons. And I'm sure, Matthew, you believe in coupons also.
Yes, I do.
Don't forget, tomorrow in my office, it's Wacky Wednesday, 50% off, and not just on the breast. 50% off everything.
That's an eye lift, anything anyone wants.
And who knows, maybe, you know, you want the thing with the eyes, I can do that for you.
You're just a genius. So, Matthew, what's the big deal today? Give us one right now.
Let me see. Another big deal that's going on right now is that Best Buy also has 10% off HD TVs.
Oh, excuse me. That was Matt Stein, one of our producers who's in the back of the room, who has been looking for the best opportunity he can get on a big screen television. How big? He wants to know how big.
And how much?
How big and how much? Best deal right now.
Right now, I think 50-inch HD TVs are going for about $1,500.
Oh, my goodness. That's an incredible bargain.
I do offer surgery for Asians. The eye surgery.
That's good. You mentioned that once before.
I didn't know if Matthew had hurt me or not. Perhaps you want nice, big, doe, round eyes. I'm here for you. I can give your wife boobs, fix your eyes, and you become a member of the Jewish community.
All in the same day?
But remember, you still need to offer me a discount.
Ah, that's it, a discount. What would the discount be? Right now, he's putting you on the spot. I want to see if you step up to the plate.
12%.
Matthew, take it or leave it.
I'd
leave it. This is your counsel, Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
This is your disbarred counselor.
You could work him up to 50.
I think we have to negotiate.
Yeah, so that's the key to success.
I love him? Do I love this little Chinaman? He's a beautiful man.
That's right. I swear to God, it's very exciting.
Well, congratulations on all of your success with Cyber Monday.
Ecoupons.com. Everyone go to the website. Get yourself a 50-inch TV for $1,500. You can't argue with that.
And who knew that you were thinking about converting? God bless and shalom.
Shalom and have a wonderful holiday season, Matthew.
All righty. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hold on a moment. Our producer, Rob Stein, will need to speak to you.
Make sure he doesn't beat you up for a better price on that 50-incher.
When we come back, our Goy will have some of the news for you.
That should be nice.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Marvelous.
Hey, Matthew. Thank you very much for your time. Let's see how this went. How do you think it went?
Who knew? I mean, who knew that we'd get a Chinese guy that was going to convert?
It worked out beautifully.
We had no idea.
Thank you.
That's Matt Stein.
How did he think it
Surprised
went?
He didn't really go for the 50-inch TV.
How'd that go, Matt?
That's wonderful. Did he like the experience?
He felt like he had to weave his way in.
Huh?
I said he did a great job.
Very good.
You know, it's time for now.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
That's
we'll
get
the Sean Taylor update and everything else when we come right back. Mm-hmm.
Right back. Thank you very much. I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
And I'm Donald Goldstein.
Just wanted to see if you remembered.
Plastic surgeon to the stars.
Excellent job, Donald.
Same to you, Michael.
Right back at you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.